Yo, so we slept with Chris Laker. What's going on? I'm back home, and next weekend I'll be in Virginia Beach. If any of you people are there, I don't know if that's a thing that there's like a town in Virginia that I see when I look at the SoundCloud statistics. There's a town in Virginia that a bunch of people that has a bunch of listens. I don't know if it's a bunch of people or it's like one person or two people that just listen a lot or listen constantly, like re-listen. I don't know, or it's SoundCloud is just fucked up. But maybe that's near Virginia Beach, and I'll have a bunch of people there yelling for me. But Virginia's a big state, though, so it could be like nowhere near there. Anyway, I'll be there at the Funny Bone. Jacqueline will be there. Mike Birbiglia will be there, and I will be there. So. Be a fun show if you can make it. Oh, man. I woke up to Jacqueline was mad reading these tweets from United. They kicked some girl off for wearing tights or fuck, what was she wearing? If they kicked off a few,
they wouldn't let them board because they're wearing leggings. Yes.
These girls were in. I thought that's all. I thought that's all women wore when they were just doing shit like that, like flying, or going to the store. Hold, just Jacqueline. If you want, you come up here and say it into the microphone. It'll be no, but I want everybody to have some information. But it'd be easier if you said it into the microphone. Again, repeat. Well, now this is like a news correspondent type of situation, and I'll have Jacqueline tell you the story because she knows more about me. So here is a special. Women's issues correspondent,
oh my God.
And of course, stand-up comedian from Comedy Central, CBS, and authors of books, Jacqueline Novak.
So, okay, the thing, their defense, okay, is that they're allowed.
Say what exactly happened first. How many girls? Can you just say exactly what happened first? Because I kind of didn't give a good description.
All right. So, United Airlines, there were some girls getting on. Someone else tweeted because they witnessed that at the gate or whatever, these girls were being made to put on, dresses over their leggings and stuff. Now, and she was like, what's the deal? Now, United's defense is that these girls were not just regular customers, okay? They were the family and friends of employees, okay? Who get to fly on this thing called United Pass or whatever, okay? And that they have a dress code because, in some sense, they're representing the company, okay? Which I don't think makes any sense. I mean, they're just riding on the plane for cheaper. It doesn't make any. And so they're like to our customers, your leggings are welcome. They're like many companies, like, but it's I still think it's unacceptable because it just is.
Yeah.
I mean, they looked like other passengers to other passengers. They're not working on the plane.
I wouldn't care if they were working on the plane. I wouldn't care if the pilot was wearing leggings. I want the pilot to be comfortable. This is a comfort issue. Well, you think this is an anti-woman situation, Jacqueline? Because it's women's clothes?
Well, I'm not trying to, don't try to, you know, make me a radical, okay? I mean, I am a radical.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, I just, I don't know.
Okay, I got to start plugging in a second microphone because the passing back and forth is maybe just plug into, I got another microphone. But yeah, I'd say it's anti-woman because I bet you if a dude was wearing leggings, they wouldn't give a shit. Or wearing sweatpants. If he was wearing sweatpants with no underwear, you could see it, and I bet they would let him. I don't know, but I don't know why there's a dress code for this pass system. This doesn't even make sense. What? I got one of these people that think that, you know, it's like, oh, don't wear shorts or flip-flops. Whatever the fuck you want. Be comfortable. Gives a shit. Everybody wants to have a dress code. No dress code. But I don't understand. But I guess if you're a customer, it's cool. So if you're heading to the airport right now in some leggings, no problemo. Unless you're trying to fly for free on United. It's weird. It's just I'm pro comfort all the time. You know, I think everybody should just be as comfortable as possible. I'm not happy about the fashion, like, kind of things that I conform to just because it's just, you know, you can't walk around in a bathrobe and be taken seriously. You know, it's, people think it's weird, but that would, why? Bathrobe and flip-flops? I would be fine. How happy would we all be if that was just all we needed? I mean, weather does not allow for that all the time. Gotcha. No problem. Some real comfortable flannel, like, we don't even call them pajamas. They're just clothes. But the pajama-like clothes, they're pajamas because you can sleep in them. They're comfortable. Why wouldn't you want that comfort throughout your day? Doesn't make any sense. Do you wear a suit at home? No. Even if you're not going to sleep. If it's like an afternoon, Saturday afternoon, and you're watching the game, you're wearing sweatpants, you're wearing a t-shirt, you're wearing comfortable, that should be what we wear to a wedding. Being uncomfortable doesn't mean I somehow respect the event more. Fucking stupid. I don't know who invented suits, but the guy was a dick. And we should do away with all of them. That used to be a thing. People used to, like, wear a suit to fly. What the fuck? Idiots. I guess you can't say they were idiots. I was like, they're just, whoever, but I'll say, they're not idiots for doing that, but I'll say whoever was the first one to be like, I'm wearing no suit to get on this plane. That person's a hero and a genius. Fuck that. It's like, I don't know if this is true, but I heard this a couple times, and I always forget to Google to see if it's true, but it was like everybody wore hats. You know, when all men wore hats constantly, you know, like a fedora. And then Kennedy, elected president. Shit, that's not even that. And then he's just like, I'm wearing a hat. I got this fucking nice head of hair. I'm a young man. And he said no to the hat. And then everybody was like, yeah, why are we wearing a hat all the time? And done. Hero. That man did not die in vain. He is the reason I don't have to wear a hat everywhere. Which, I like a hat, but I don't want to have to wear it. Those fedoras look pretty cool. And if we all had to wear them, it wouldn't be like a thing. Now it's like if you want to wear a hat, you're kind of a dick. You kind of, people are like, oh, this fucking asshole. He thinks he's cool because he's wearing a fedora. What the fuck? We don't do that anymore. I'm against that too. If you want to wear a fedora, you should be able to wear it. Don't judge fedora people. They're just, yeah. You should be free to go hat no hat. I'm not saying you shouldn't wear. Some people I think like a suit. They dig it. Like, this is cool. Fuck yeah. Wear the shit out of it. If that's but. All people like me that are like comfort want comfort. Sometimes you see people at the store in pajama pants, and that they're being judged, and I say don't judge them. They're doing it. They're actually. And why do I have to change clothes? It's like just. Get out of bed and go to the store. Then go back. Maybe that person's going right back to bed. I do like flip-flops. It's like a thing. People flip-flops. I don't want to see a person. I don't want to see feet. And then fucking kill yourself. Get out of the human race. We all have feet. You don't want to see hands too? Feet are just hands down at the bottom of your legs. I don't understand. I'm grossed out. Then you're grossed out by human people. So you got a problem. Work on your feet phobia instead of asking me to not wear flip-flops and feel like I'm on vacation every day. And then it's so easy because then you go home, you're like, they're like by the door, you just like jump in them and you're out. Well, come home, kick them off. I was wearing flip flops in Florida, felt fantastic. And I will wear them around. I don't wear them on the subway because I feel like it gets gross in New York wearing them. But I wear them around my neighborhood. If I'm just going out to go to get caught, just do whatever. In the neighborhood, I'm not going to get on the subway. I wear flip-flops. And it's fantastic. But not, it's got to be warm out. But that's for me. Some people wear them cold. Good. Flip-flops are great. That's, where are we at? 13 minutes. I don't know if I talk. Did I already talk about all that stuff before? I don't know. I told you, there's going to be repeats. I'm not even going to apologize for the show not being good anymore. I had somebody yell at me on Twitter yesterday about This Week in Jackin'. Now, This Week in Jackin', I don't put those up on the internet. I don't edit them. Somebody else does all that. And people have complained that the levels are too low. Like, it's not loud enough. And I've told the person that does that, like, they're saying it's too quiet, and I don't know, she just says, I don't know what she's done about it, but I don't listen to the show, I'm sorry, it's just not, and then this dude, like, tweets at me, he's like, the levels are too, you know, I love the show, but the levels too, I had to up it 300%, and if you don't care, I don't care, unsubscribed. The hell, man? You know, like, yelling at me about this free podcast. It's you could be nice about it. But he's banned now. I just tweeted back, you're banned. He's not allowed. Hey, if you're listening to this show right now, you're banned from this show too. Get out of here. You're not allowed. I'll find your IP address and make sure you never download. And guess what? I know other people with other podcasts. I'm going to ban you from those. That's what we're going to start fighting back, the podcast people. People trying to fuck with me. I ain't going to take it. You'll get, I'll ban people. I don't give a shit. I'll get him banned from Last Podcast on the Left. That's the biggest podcast I know. They're pretty big. Like number 8. Got like 100-something thousand listeners. Jesus. And here I am. Building. I want to be bigger than those motherfuckers. They're my friends, but I want to be bigger than them. I just want them to be... I want them to be looking up at me on the charts. Be like, oh man, how do we get as big as Overslept? I said, just keep trying, man. You guys are cool. Maybe if you did your show every day instead of once a week like every other motherfucker. Yeah, but... I know those two dope queens, too. I know one of them. I know Phoebe. Ooh. And I've met Jessica. But I don't know her. Ooh. Those are the people I know at the top of the podcast charts. But yeah. What was I don't know. Well, you guys are cool. You guys don't complain. Even though I put out shitty episodes. But I'm going to stop apologizing for it. Because there's going to be shitty episodes. It's going to be I'm going to repeat probably things that I said on other episodes. Because I do it every day. And the same 5 things fucking just annoy me constantly. So it's I'll try not to repeat shit. But gets done. And all right. So that was the big news story, was Delta. Let me see if there's anything else in the news real quick. Let's go Reddit news. I'm going to go Reddit and go to news and see what it gives me. Bathroom bill to cost North Carolina $3.76 billion. Good. It's because they passed that fucking bathroom bill about transgender people and a bunch of business. Won't go to North Carolina. Dumb motherfuckers. Russian youth from Moscow to Siberia slam Putin the thief. That's pretty cool. Protests all over. I love people protesting shit. South African government accused of covering up brutal farm murdering. Murder. No, that's bad. Bible and rocks thrown doors of Colorado Mosque. That's sad. Let me try to find like a fun story. Jesus. Rogue East Cleveland cops framed dozens of drug suspects. That's not a fun story, but man, I'm not saying this is my thing with the reason I don't trust cops is because they're allowed to lie. And they lie. That's like a tactic that they use, is lying to you. And it's weird to me that they... Now, I'm not saying like an undercover cop. Yeah. But when they're like questioning you and they'll be like, well, your friend over there already ratted you out and trying to get you to be like, what? Yeah, I did it. Fuck you, man. That ain't cool. Or when they say, when you get pulled over and the cop's like, hey, if you just give me the drugs, if you have drugs and give them to me now, it'll be okay. But if I find them, it's going to be real trouble. Bullshit. You look for a motherfucker. I hit him good. You won't find him. If I give them to you, I'm still going to, I'm getting the same fucking treatment. You just don't feel like looking. Well, look. Because they're hidden pretty good. That lie always bothers me every fucking time. And I don't have drugs in the car, but it's like, oh, if you go, they see me and they think I got drugs. This is my whole adult life. They think I got drugs because I look fucking cool. They're like, this dude is cool. He must have fucking lots of drugs because he's a party guy. But I don't do that shit. I don't have drugs in the car. And then they're like, if I have to like get down, fuck you, dude. Look, I guess those are like state troopers a lot of the times too. I don't know if that's the same as what's the difference? Those state troopers and cop. I'm not trying to be anti-cop. I don't like that. It bothers that particular scenario bothers me. I'm not, don't get on me about the fucking, I just think they should have to tell the truth. Be like, I don't feel like getting, just be like, I don't feel like looking. I'm not into that. You know, it's annoying to like be digging through like old tissues and fucking empty soda cans and Snapple bottles to look for a fucking $5 worth of weed. Can you just tell me where it is and then we can all be out of here quicker? I mean, we have shitty drug laws in this state and it's, we're going to treat you like a criminal, but, just tell me, could you do me a solid? I don't know, that I think that would work better. Then I'd be like, all right, fine, here. I know I did something terrible. Like I said, not anti-cop. Cops have been fine to me. I mean, I'm anti the bad cops that do the bad things, like these ones in Cleveland. I think we can all say that. All right. 22 minutes, that's more than you people deserve. No, you're beautiful people. I love you all. And I'm glad you're here. Hey, nobody's iTunes giving a rating in iTunes a little bit. Maybe do that today. Is that too much for me? No, please. Go to an iTunes review if you don't mind. 5-star, just write nice things. Don't give me any criticism in there. I know that if you have criticism, email me, chris@chrislaker.com. I'll answer your emails. You get all that service. Don't go trying to bring your shit to the iTunes review section. All right. I think that. So I'll talk to you people tomorrow. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We love you.